Montane Kia at Cheltenham and Mount Barker for immediate delivery on class-leading Kia vehicles. Tyre Power, rewarding you more with a $100 cash card with four selected Michelin tyres.
Breakfast with Kane Corns and Andrew Hayes. I'm
better than ever. Good morning to you. It's 23 minutes to 7 o'clock. We are powered by Lumo Energy SA this morning and also powered by this awful coffee that you made. Shocking. What's going on here?
I'm blaming some poor milk in the fridge, Hazy.
What sort of milk is this? Is it human milk?
No, cow's milk.
Is it cow's milk?
It was. I think it was cow's milk.
Was it?
Oh, I think it was out of date. I think the milk was out of date.
Right. You're trying to poison us.
No. They're trying to poison us. I'm not trying to poison you.
It's no sugar as well.
And
no sugar.
I've gone back to some. What are we? Almond milk. I've found some almond milk in the fridge, and I'm not sure if I can. My taste buds can handle the acquired taste of oat milk.
If you're onto almond milk,
good
luck to you because it's a real, real solid acquired taste. Let's get stuck into our sports update. Don't dig blind. Search before you dig online every time. BYDA.com.au. We'll start with some NRL. It was a big awards night last night. Effectively, their Brownlow. Cronulla Sharks halfback Nicho Hynes has capped a sensational season and claimed the 2022 Dalian Medal by the highest tally in the awards' 43-year history. Hynes finished on 38 votes ahead of Roosters fullback James Tedesco and Dragons half Ben Hunt, who was leading when the vote went behind closed doors after round 12. So Nicho is 26 years old. He moved from Melbourne to Cronulla ahead of the 2022 season and made a wildly debated positional switch to halfback. So he used to play fullback. Left the Storm, which wasn't controversial, but when you leave Storm, you know that you're leaving success. Went to Cronulla, and he is just an absolute star. Young bloke. And let's just say he's got that sort of surfy look about him. He'll be fine. He won't be lonely.
I follow the NRL a little bit, but was he one of the favourites? I don't know too much about him.
Yeah, I think he was. He was talked about. But Ben Hunt was talked about as well. I think it was probably that top three, James Tedesco. I don't think they thought that James Tedesco was going to win, but certainly Ben Hunt had one of those years. And the Dally M is very much sometimes up in the air. So you never quite know.
Is that voted on by the refs as well?
I think that's more so the media.
Okay.
That vote for it. So, yeah.
Okay, there you go. That's
different system there.
Yeah, right.
Mm.
Tasmania, though, has thrashed the Redbacks by 8 wickets in Brisbane after a blazing century to Caleb Jewell and Tom Rogers, made in 5-wicket hole. Tassie opening bowler Rogers took 5 for 32 from his 10 overs as the Redbacks were bowled out for only 220. Jewell brought up his second A-class century off only 76 balls, smoking the Redbacks bowlers to all corners of the Allen Border Field. He would finish with an unbeaten 126 off 97 balls. So after a good result a couple of days ago for the Redbacks, they've been handed a thrashing.
That's okay. We'll bounce back. That's what we'll do.
So that's all we can do.
Look, that's a win, a loss. You know what comes next? Loss?
Probably not loss.
No, we'll take a win. We'll take a win. Cam Green could be inching closer to a last-minute World Cup call after retaining his place in the Australian T20 squad for the upcoming games against the West Indies. So Warner, who Green replaced, has opened in 3 recent matches in India. An injured trio, Mitch Marsh, Marcus Stoinis and Stark, all return for the 2 matches in Queensland next week. Selectors have named 16-man squad, including Green, after he pounded 2 half-centuries with the bat in the 3 matches against India when asked to open with captain Aaron Finch. That's just an absolute no-brainer, isn't it? Get Cam Green into the T20 setup.
He looked good at the top of the order too.
Mm.
Just come out swinging.
Comfortable.
I liked it. And the Diamonds' gold medal success at the Birmingham Commonwealth Games has helped seal a huge financial boost to Netball Australia that has helped solve the sport's cash crisis and secure its future. In a deal that will be announced imminently. I was going to say immensely. That's not right. Netball Australia CEO Kelly Ryan confirmed Australia's most popular female sport had signed a new commercial partner. Netball Australia confirmed it had lost $7.2 million over the past 2 years and had debts of about $4 million that are due and payable at the end of this year. So that's pretty significant for Netball Australia.
It is, and that deal will be announced imminently.
Imminently.
M&M's. Are delicious.